I was able to ask if we could bring that issue specifically to our show. So somehow infiltrate entertainment with philanthropy.
So what is the show that you're talking about?
The show is called Graceland. I played a DEA agent. And because drug trafficking is the number one criminal enterprise in the world and human trafficking is the number two, I felt like I had a good leg to stand on when I talked to my producers and said, hey, look, my character would be very well versed in this issue, seeing that a lot of the time it goes hand in hand. And I would like to see my character sold into a sex trafficking ring so that our viewers really get to understand what happens to these girls, not only where they come from, but also what happens when they land here in the U.S. So it was showing it on a local and also an international level.
How did you learn to portray the role?
I watched a documentary on anti-sex trafficking that just sort of blew my world apart. I had no idea what was going on, these sort of atrocities that were happening. Some countries, the average age a girl is sold is 13, and she has a three-year life expectancy. And I hopped on a plane. I went to Cambodia, Malaysia, and Thailand and started talking to the victims and started talking to rescue shelters and saying, how can I help? So I started a fundraiser. I've cycled across Cambodia to raise awareness. I throw myself out of a plane every year to raise funds and awareness. And then the next step was being able to bring my work into it. So it was, yeah,
you
I did.
You threw yourself out of a plane.
12 times. Yeah, we jump North America's highest skydive every year, which is 18,000 feet. Basically, the concept behind it is choose one day out of the year to face your fears, to represent the 1.2 million women and children that get sold into sex trafficking every year and have to face their own fears, which isn't a recreational activity. And so you get these people that are terrified of skydiving. We tell them, like, when you're sitting on the edge of the plane, think about why you're free falling. When you actually see it on a feed and you see your best friend or a colleague as their face is flapping through the wind, you're like, what are you doing? And then there's this story of why they're doing it. Everybody writes, I care, on their hands. So as they're falling, they put their hands up. Because a lot of the women that I spoke to in Cambodia said they feel invisible, that they're not seen. And a lot of them said, we see people on like red carpets and things like that, but it doesn't match what we go through. I mean, this doesn't even come close, but we're willing to put our bodies on the line because your bodies are on the line.
Sounds like that documentary is what really sparked your activism.
Yeah, I think school teaches you the capacity of your brain, but I think it really misses out on teaching you the capacity of your heart. I don't think me caring about this issue is something special. I think that I was educated on an issue that matters, and I showed up. I was told what was happening to girls like me and boys, and I went, that is not okay. And so I think there's a gap in education, and I think that's one of the most important things we can do, and why I want to bring it into the media more, is because I've had people now say, I watched Graceland, and because of that, my life is now going to be in social work, or I changed my family vacation from Tampa to Cambodia. And that was all because I watched Graceland. We don't want to preach from our platform, but we want to find a way that entertainment can become more and that we can use it as an educational tool as well as entertainment tool.
Sounds like you're really on the right track.
Feels pretty incredible to be here today and think that I could have done something that would deserve me to sit in this chair and talk to you guys.
You also did a public service announcement for the UN Office on Drugs and Crime.
Yeah, when we were doing Graceland, my incredible lead on that show, Daniel Sanjata, like, I want to get involved. How do I do this? I basically brought as many people that I knew within the anti-sex trafficking movement and gave them contacts to my producers and writers. And so we did it on set in Miami. And it was just another way of bringing awareness. And it ran during our show. So the show was on and then the commercial break. And there's Daniel and I popping up and talking about this issue, which brings it outside of the entertainment world. And how I originally got involved with the UN Foundation was I was invited to go with Nothing But Nets, which is an anti-malaria campaign. We went to Kenya. We went to a refugee camp right on the border of South Sudan. There was two. There's Kakuma and Dadaab. We ended up at Kakuma because Dadaab had been bombed the day before. And so we distributed nets, and that was one of the first times that I actually got to see what the UN did firsthand on the ground. Even in a refugee camp talking about malaria, I was having conversations with women who were being forced to sell themselves for the basic necessities for their children.
How did you get the public service announcement on your show?
I think a lot of the big networks now are getting on board with giving some of the prime time to something that really matters.
The slave trade in Libya, do you have anything you'd like to say about that?
You know, you hear the catchphrase of war on drugs. Well, we have a war on the human body that we're not addressing. I think it's something that needs to be brought to people's attention in all of its facets. This is 2017. This is absolutely unacceptable.